وعدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة بليغة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون. فقلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعظة مودع فأوصنا. قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة، وإن تأمر عليكم عبد حبشي وإنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا، فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل بدعة ضلالة. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Continuing the chapter we commenced yesterday on muhafaza of the sunnah, upholding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the etiquettes of the sunnah, we explained the importance of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith reported by Irbad bin Sariyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered to us a very profound and very eloquent bayan lecture. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would advise the sahaba regularly, and on this particular occasion the sahabi says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a maw'idha baligha, a very eloquent talk. Such an eloquent and profound talk that hearts began to tremble as Rasulullah spoke and advised. The Sahaba's heart began to tremble and their eyes began to shed tears. So they were deeply moved by this talk of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were inspired. So a Sahabi then said, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, as though this lecture that you are giving us seems to be a lecture that you are bidding us farewell. It seems that now you may not be long with us, and this admonishment that you are giving us, this lecture that you are giving us, it is as though you are bidding us farewell. So kindly give us some special advice, some parting advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Usikum bi taqwallah." I advise you to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to obey all Allah ta'ala's commands, whatever He has commanded us to do, to carry it out, and whatever He has prohibited us from, we should refrain from that totally. This is the meaning of taqwa. Then, wasam'i wa ta'a, listening and obeying the ameer of that time. Whoever is the leader, the ameer of the mu'mineen, one has to obey and accept his commands. Even though it is an Abyssinian slave, a slave would not become a ruler at that time. But Rasulullah said that even if a slave who may not be looked up or be so prominent in society, but if he has to become a ruler, whatever advice he gives, whatever instruction he gives, then you must listen and obey him. وَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى إِخْتَلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Rasulullah mentioned that after me, those who will live, they will see a lot of differences. There will be disputes. Somebody may see something contrary to his desire. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. Hold on to my sunnah, my way of life, my mannerisms, my habits, my teachings, my practices, my way of life, and وَسُنَّتِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ, and the way of life of the four rightly guided khulafa. Al-khulafa, khalifas, vicegerents, those who will come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-rashideen, al-mahdiin, those who are on the right path, who were guided. Ulama are unanimous that these khulafa refer to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, then Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, then Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, then Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. These are the four rightly guided khulafa. Rasulullah said that hold on to my sunnah, my way of life, and the way of life of these khulafa ar-rashidun. Addu alayha bin nawajiz, with great emphasis. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa with your teeth. Nawajiz, your molar teeth. If somebody holds something, seizes something with his molar teeth, it is very hard for the thing to break away from the person. Unlike if a person catches you by his hand, you are able to push away and escape. But by holding on to something with your molar teeth, you are biting onto it. Rasulullah is obviously not saying literally you bite onto it, but figuratively, that hold onto it, adhere and cling onto my way of life and the way of life of the rightly guided khulafa. وَإِيَّاكُمْ مُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Be careful of innovations. Every innovation is misguidance. Ulama have explained what is bid'ah, innovation. All those things that have no basis in sharia. You don't find the principle or the basis in Quran and hadith. You don't find it in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a deed that has been brought new, something that has been invented, innovated, not found in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not found in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, not found in the time of the Tabi'een and the Tab'u Tabi'een. So anything that has been invented and brought new as a practice of Islam which has no basis whatsoever in the Quran and Sunnah, and a person is doing it anticipating reward and thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is an innovation and this is misguidance. We've been taught in this hadith to follow the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which ulama have mentioned is ashal. It is absolutely easy. It is akmal, most perfect. Ajmal, most beautiful. We do not need any other sunnah, any other way of life, but the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his khulafa rashidun. Whatever they brought into Islam, that too falls into the ambit of sunnah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on these beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usikum bi taqwa Allah. Have in our life taqwa. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all our matters. In our ibadah, in our muamalat, in our dealings, our muashara, at home, in businesses, in the masjid, out of the masjid, in public, in privacy. Inshallah, then we will find, we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah bihamdihi, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Thank you.